Secrets and Charms of the Ria Formosa Route, Island of Tavira, Santa Luzia and Luz de Tavira. This route is approximately 22 kilometres long. We will start this route in Praça da República Square, where, on your left, you will find the Jardim do Cureto Public Garden. Walk through the garden and continue for about 600 metres until you reach a junction. Once there, continue onwards to the Quatro Águas intersection. From there, you can take a boat trip to Tavira Island in the protected Ria Formosa Natural Park, more specifically to the Fia of Shells Beach. On this island, there is a campsite and bars. After visiting the island, return by the same route. After passing under the Descobrimentos Bridge, turn left onto Rua das Salinas, where you will pass in front of Hotel Villa Galé Tavira. Contour the roundabout and take the second exit. Keep going and at the next roundabout, take the first exit towards Santa Luzia. Follow the signs and after passing the military barracks, turn left. Take the 515 Municipal Road to Santa Luzia, which is located about 2 kilometres away. When you reach the entrance to the village, turn at the sign that indicates the riverside area. From here, we suggest that you continue on foot and enjoy wandering around the quaint streets of this village, whose records suggest the village's first settlement was built by fishermen circa 1577. The Hermitage is dedicated to Santa Luzia, a Sicilian martyr and protector of those who have problems with their sight and patron saint of the parish. In Santa Luzia, nicknamed the Octopus Capital, watch as boats loaded with octopus, squid, cuttlefish and other fish and seafood arrive. Soak up the life of this fishing village and see how its fishing gear coexists with tourism and the hospitality of its people. Try a typical octopus dish in one of the local restaurants. Covering just 850 hectares, Santa Luzia is the smallest parish in the municipality of Tavira. In the church square, have a look at the modern Igreja de Santa Luzia, or Church of St. Luzia, a project by the Algarve architect Manuel Gomes da Costa, dating from 1956 to 1958, which replaced the original 16th century hermitage. You can also catch a boat in Santa Luzia and visit the beach of Terra Estreita, with its extensive swathe of sand located in the Ria Formosa, right in front of the village. By car, take the coastal road towards Pedras del Rei and discover Bajil Beach, which can be reached by foot or by a small train from the tourist complex. Note the imposing graveyard of anchors and the remains of the old tuna hangar that existed in 1842, now converted into a commercial area. Before proceeding to Luz de Tavira, past the reception of the Pedras del Rei village, turn onto the second street on the left, Jorge Amado Street, where about 25 metres later, on the left, you will find a 2,000-year-old olive tree, which in 1984 was classified as being of public interest. Its canopy stands at 7 metres 70 centimetres tall, and its diameter spans 11 metres and 80 centimetres. After this visit, turn left along the 1347 Municipal Road and continue for about 800 metres. When you reach the ER125 Regional Road, turn left towards Faro. About a kilometre later, you will come to the village of Luz de Tavira. Note in the centre of the village the typical houses with slabs worked in mortar at the top of the facades and also see the typical chimneys which are very pronounced or carved. On the way out, in República Square, visit the main Igreja de Nossa Senhora da Luz, or Church of Our Lady of Light. Its interior reveals a typical 16th century church hall with three naves of the same height. In the main chapel, the focal point is a Mannerist altarpiece dating from the 17th century. The facade is Mannerist and has a Manueline side portal with intercolumniations and chapitels carved with vines and bunches of grapes. Take the direction of Faro and you will see approximately 550 metres on the left the Torre de Aires sign. Follow a narrow road for about a mile and a half until you reach the tower. Visit this circular monument in masonry of medieval or possibly Arab origin, which, with the Castle of Tavira and other towers, forms part of the region's defence system. A few kilometres away, although they cannot be visited, are the ruins of the ancient Roman city of Balsa, which date from the 1st to the 6th century. While largely unexplored, these ruins are relics of what perhaps was one of the most important Roman settlements in the Iberian Peninsula. Continue along the Ria Formosa and drink in the scenery. You will pass by the Pinheiro site and, when you reach the ER125 regional road, head towards Faro. Past Livramento and about 370 metres after the traffic lights, turn left towards Arruteia. Continue along this narrow road until you reach a sign indicating the Hermitage of Nossa Senhora do Livramento. Follow this direction and, at the end of the road, turn right and immediately left. About 70 metres later is the Hermitage. Dating from 1708, it has a simple portico capped by a curved pediment flanked by two steeples. Its interior contains a Baroque altar made from Algarvian marble. Make your way back to Tavira along the ER125 regional road, then head towards Villa Real de Santo Antonio. This will take you past four roundabouts. At the last roundabout, take the first exit towards Tavira, continue until you reach another roundabout with the shopping centre on your right. Take the third exit and head towards the Ria Formosa Natural Park, Fort do Rato. Along this route, you will see the salt pans, which in spring are scattered with flamingos and other species. Head towards the Albacora Hotel, formerly Arraial Ferreira Neto, designed by the engineer Senalino in 1943. Inside this hotel, you can visit the Tuna Fishing Museum, where you can learn everything there is to know about tuna fishing and the life of fishermen and their families in the camp. On the way back, following the same route, you will find on your right the Fort do Rato, which was built from scratch during the reign of Don Sebastião to protect the entrance to the breakwaters and, at the same time, the city of Tavira. When you come to the last roundabout, head towards the centre of Tavira, towards the municipal market area. At the next roundabout, head towards the municipal market and turn immediately to the left to the Descobrimentos Bridge. The market is on the left-hand side, and here you can enjoy some authentic local products.